Chapter 8. As Nori's team ran out of Ms. Starr's classroom, the awesome foursome went in. Sebastian's eyes hurt. He shut the door behind them and sat in his usual seat. Then he pulled off his goggles and closed his eyes. Ugh, it felt good to see nothing. He put his forearm over his face to block out even more light. His headache still thumped, but the pain in his eyeballs began to calm. He could function, he thought, if only the sharp pain would go back to a regular low-level ache. Sebastian! Willa's voice was in his ear. What? He kept his eyes closed. Are you napping? She asked. Seriously? I'm just resting, he said. He knew Willa was still mad at him for reading the graffiti. He didn't want to make her angrier by closing his eyes, but he was just so uncomfortable. Please stop, said Marigold. We've been talking about the next clue, and we need your help. Reluctantly, Sebastian opened his eyes. He fumbled for his goggles and put them on. His teammates were pacing with nervous energy. Carrot perched on Ms. Starr's desk, observing them with curiosity. Here's where we stand, said Marigold. We solved a blue crayon that is also a red crayon with a purple crayon. Yay, us! And Sebastian, thanks for knowing what coruscation means. Willa's glittery nail polish will count for that. We have our roll of toilet paper and Ms. Starr's high heels. And Coach's stamp, thanks to Bax. But now we need a ghost. The rest of us talked about it while you were napping, and I wasn't napping, said Sebastian. I can be a better teammate if I rest my eyes. Well, it was very, very similar to napping, Willa said, right when we're in the middle of a contest. Okay, said Sebastian, defeated. Can you find us a ghost? Willa asked Sebastian. By using your magic? That's the idea we had. Like, are there any in here with us right now? Asked Marigold. No, said Sebastian. Somewhere else at school? No. You could try, though, Willa pressed. Like, look in shadowy corners and shadowy other places, like closets or something? Ghosts aren't real, Sebastian explained, so I can't. I think ghosts are real, Marigold argued, and the teachers do too, or they wouldn't have put ghost on the list. If ghosts existed, I probably would have seen one, Sebastian explained. I see invisible people, and a ghost is basically the same thing, but I've never seen anything ghostly, ever, because there has never been anything ghostly to see. Couldn't you try harder tonight for our team? Asked Willa. His shoulders stiffened. My magic doesn't work that way. I would think you'd know that after being in class with me for so long. Willa sighed. Oh, fine. I guess I know, kind of. Sebastian felt she should totally know, not kind of. He knew how her magic worked. Same for all the kids in the UDM class. It was important stuff to understand when all the magics were so wild and different. I think our chances of finding a real ghost wandering around the school are about the same as us finding a big night owl wandering around the school, Bax said. Zero. Ooh, said Marigold. I would love to find a big night owl. Me too. Can you see them, Sebastian? Willa asked. No, Sebastian said. But this is your first big night since your magic came in, so you might, Marigold said. They're just not real either, he snapped, so I won't. No one spoke for a moment. I wonder if telling a ghost story would count, Bax eventually said. I know a good one. It's about this ghost with no arms. Sebastian was grateful for the change in subject. No way that will work, interrupted Willa. I think it could, said Bax. The ghost wears a turtleneck, but it has no head and no arms to fill out the sleeves, and it haunts the person who... Let's try something else, said Willa firmly. We need an actual object, I'm pretty sure. I know a ghost, said Carrot, waving at them from her favorite spot on Ms. Starr's desk. You do? Asked Willa, going over to her. Willa and Carrot had a special friendship. Willa often brought the bunny fruit in her lunch. Why, yes, Carrot said. I have a friend named Ghost. She's a mouse. She lives in the air vents. Ghost, can you introduce yourself, please? 10 seconds later, a small white mouse crawled out of the air vent under the window. She sat on her hind legs and waved.
Pleased to meet you.
Her voice was soft and made only the most delicate of sound waves.
Oh, did Ms. Star magic you too? Asked Marigold.
Just last week, explained Carrot. Now Ghost comes to the classroom and visits, but not when Pepper's here.
Sebastian bent so his face was near the mouse.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Would you be willing to be part of our scavenger hunt?
He asked politely.
All you'd need to do would be to tell Coach your name.
Hmm,
said Ghost.
And maybe we could, like, do something to thank you for your help?
Added Sebastian. Bax snapped his fingers.
I have string cheese in my desk, he said. Do you like string cheese, Ghost?
He ran over and pulled out a wrapped piece.
I do, said Ghost. I absolutely do.
You can ride in my front hoodie pocket, offered Sebastian. I'll keep you safe.
He liked the idea of taking care of the tiny, soft-spoken mouse and protecting her from the student's stomping feet. The mouse climbed onto Sebastian's palm, her claws tickling his skin. Sebastian helped her into the pocket and unwrapped Bax's string cheese.
Here you go, Ghost, he whispered, gently offering the cheese. You'll be safe with me.
Thank you, peeped Ghost.
That was good of you to donate your cheese, Carrot said to the team. Sometimes animal aid is taken for granted.
I think Carrot wants something too, Marigold whispered, to thank her for the help.
Right, said Willa.
She turned to Carrot and asked,
Can I bring you some cantaloupe on Monday to show our appreciation?
Carrot gazed into the distance.
Monday is very far away.
The kids looked in their desks, but none of them had anything a bunny might want, not even a cough lozenge. Sebastian had an idea.
I know, he said. We'll name our team after you. We used to be the Awesome Foursome, but now we will be Friends of Carrot. They'll put your name up on the board and everyone will know how great you are. Will that work?
Carrot hopped around the top of the desk, contemplating.
Friends of Carrot, she said. That has a special ring to it. Yes, that will do nicely.
The kids said goodbye and left Carrot hopping around happily, repeating to herself,
Friends of Carrot. What a perfect name for a team.